Hello, and thank you for joining us on our Inspire Church podcast. It's our prayer that this message inspire you, that it builds your faith, and that it can help you see how God desires to move in your life. Enjoy the message.
You ever been in a place where you kind of been sure, you've been confident, and then something happens and then you're unsure? It could be in your work situation, it's all going well and it's fantastic and your confidence is high, and then something happens and then you're a bit unsure. Could be in your driving, you may be the most magnificent driver and you're confident, then something happens and then you're unsure. Or it could be in school, it's all been good, or in university, it's all been good, then something happens, someone says something, or you don't get the result that you desired, and then you're unsure. I believe that God wants us to live in a place where our confidence is not so much in our performance, but in Him. Are you here with me today? That our confidence is in Him. That we can be sure of one thing, that God is for us. Confidence. That's what we want to speak about today, is in our world where things are sure, unsure. You look at your bank account sometimes and, oh, fantastic, and we can do it. Then you look at your bank account another day and then you're unsure. And it can always kind of play with your confidence. You step out and serve and it's so good, and then someone says something to you, then you're unsure. Sure, unsure. Sure, unsure. And I believe that God wants us to live in our life of one that is a surety and one that is of a confidence before Him. So confidence basically is that feeling of being sure, the assurance of knowing. And I want to take you on a journey today, and we're going to, the first scripture we're going to look at is in Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews 10, and the whole of chapter 10 is, the section is how we should live by faith. If we're living by faith, we're not living by feeling. But the only problem is, as we read the Word of God, we know that's true, but we've got to outlive the Word of God. Because our spirit and our soul and body, they're so much, so close to each other, that sometimes we can be going something emotional and we think it's spiritually, and sometimes we're physically unwell and we think it's spiritual, and sometimes we're just trying to work things out within our life's experience. But here the Word of God encourages us to live by faith. And then in this chapter, it begins to speak about that you've come such a long way. And if you've been a Christian for a while now, more than a month, you've come further than you think. And if you've been walking with God for a long time, you've come further than you think in life. There's been changes that have happened within your life. And if you've been saved for a couple of years where you just kind of think, oh yeah, it's just getting tough. And sometimes people throw in the towel and they never realized how far they had come, and they try to make a comeback and try to get to where they were, and it's a big step. But the Word of God has a word for us today, and it's this. Therefore, Hebrews 10:35, therefore. And any time you see a therefore, you've got to see what it's there for. Does that make sense? What it's there for. And it's speaking to people that are living by faith. And it's a reminder that if you love the Lord and walk with the Lord, that you've come further than you realize. And this is why this verse is here. It says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence. Do not cast away your confidence. That knowing within your spirit, and it's speaking about our relationship with God, but I believe the principle can apply across the board. And it says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence. Why? It's got a great reward. It's got a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you've done the will of God, you may receive the promise. Confidence. What I find in life, and I'm getting my head round it more, there's sometimes I am unsure, but I don't allow it to steal my confidence. Are you hearing me today? You can be in a place of unsure, but you're still leaning forward, and confidence comes. You can be a place of unsure and stepping backwards. God doesn't want us to be stepping backwards. He wants us always to be leaning forward. And I find in my life, whether it's in, you know, relationship, whether it's financial, whether it's in marriage with children, grandchildren, sometimes in ministry, whatever it might be, sometimes I hit an impasse and I'm just unsure. I used to allow that to chip away at my confidence and set me back. But now I'm learning, as the Bible says, don't throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. What's the next bit? For you have need of endurance. You know what endurance is? You're hanging on. Who can hang on today? Hang on. You never make a decision to retreat when the pressure's on. You hang on. You hang on. You relax your spirit and you allow God to convince you that He is for you, that He's not against you. He brings adjustment. Confidence rises again. But I'm in those moments, I'm not going to step back and lose the ground that I've taken in life. Because sometimes things, people that may be new Christians and you're confident, then you hit a hard time and you can go back to those things that once held you bound. And it does not fulfill the promise that God has for you in your life. I love this scripture. Let me read it here. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence. So confidence is something you've got to give up. You've got to give it. It's yours. And the enemy wants to take it from you. Don't give it up. You can say, I'm a bit unsure at the moment, but I'm holding fast my confidence. Clarity will come. Don't cast away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you have need of endurance. Oh, I love that word, don't you? Not. I just wish everything kind of happened in life easy. But it says, you have need of endurance so that after you've done the will of God, after you've done everything that God has wants you to do, you've got to keep standing firm because you're going to receive the promise. Whatever that promise is in application to you and what God, the track that God has got you on. You see, you need to understand that you have confidence and the enemy wants you to fling it away. When we were over in Israel, we went to a place where Elijah was, where he challenged the priest of Baal, those 300 priests. You know, let's work out really who is the God in Israel. And Elijah said, if it's your God, okay, we'll all serve Him. But if it's my God, we all serve my God. So they had this competition, as it were, and they built this altar. And they put the bricks and the stone, and then they put the sacrifice on top, the animal. And then the priest of Baal began to pray. Praying that their God would send fire and consume the sacrifice. They prayed all day. They jumped on the altar and nothing happened. And then it was Elijah's time. He rebuilds the altar, puts the animal on it, puts gallons and gallons of water on there. Then he begins to pray and the fire of God came and consumed. And the Almighty God was established as the Lord of Israel. Good story. That must have been a high confidence moment. Then he gets the priest of Baal and he kills them. And we saw the brook where he killed them. You see, that must have been a high day as well. Not for me, I don't like the sight of blood, but it was a great victory. The next day, the wicked queen sends a message to Elijah And he says, just as you have killed the priest of Baal, I'm going to kill you. And something got in his spirit that affected his confidence. You know what he did? What some of us do, he went on a run. This is amazing. Sometimes when things don't go our way, we close down and we run. We may not run away physically, but we run away emotionally. We don't want to face the situation, so we pretend it doesn't there, but he literally went on the run. Lost his confidence. And a couple of times God appeared to him and trying to get him to encourage him to get his confidence back. You see, confidence is yours. And even though it gets attacked, I just want to encourage you, don't throw it away. I want you to process that. Don't throw it away. How are other ways that your confidence can get hit? Through sickness. I don't like to be sick. It just affects me. I don't mind because my wife looks after me, but it's cool. But I just don't like to be sick. It knocks my confidence. It's not the way it should be. Or you're being injured. And it can knock your confidence. You may have compromised and it's knocked your confidence. A relationship is not working the way that it should and it's taken away your confidence. Your financial situation is, man, will it ever change? And you just think, man, I'm honoring God. Will it ever change? And it can knock your confidence. And I want to encourage you today. Come on, we all do a bit better in life with confidence. Husbands, you're a better husband with confidence. Wives, you're a better wife with confidence. If you're a child, you're a better child with confidence. Whatever you do in life, you do it a little bit better with confidence. You know, under pressure, I think each one of us has a tendency to give up. We may not kind of say that, but kind of inside we give up. And I want to encourage you today, let's just change that a bit. And don't give up, let's give in to God. Let's give in to Him. Naturally, man, my confidence is getting knocked around, but I'm going to fall on my knees and I'm going to put my confidence in the Lord. David put it this way, you know, the Lord is my strength. I will look to the Lord, my strength. I will look to the God of Israel, who is my strength. What is doing? He was not giving up, he was giving into God. And as we give into God, we receive the strength of God. Hebrews 10:24, and it says this, let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. Let us consider one another. This is the thought. We all have moments within our life where our confidence gets dented. Why don't we just consider, there's probably others in this room that go through the same thing. And I think each one of us, doesn't matter who we are, there's always a challenge at our confidence. There's always something that is chipping away. And if we can be aware of it, man, what a confidence builder we can be to one another. My thing is, if I just feel that my walk with God has been challenged, and I'm getting a little bit lacking confidence, I remind myself, who am I? Who am I? Worst bit of it that could ever happen. Who am I? Everything else may fail, but who am I? I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. I'm washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm accepted. He is faithful and just to forgive me of every sin. I am justified, never sinned. Who am I? I'm a child of God. Keep that bottom line happening within your life. Bottom line, you are a child of God. All your other confidences flow from that. Where are you going? Where am I going? I'm going to become a better person. I'm leaning forward always to becoming better. Better at life. Better at what's challenging me. Better. Even going to Israel, that was one of my big challenges. I always wanted to go, but always scared because of all the terrorism that was supposedly happening over there. And I tell you what, it was good for me to go because I overcome a fear. An expensive way to overcome a fear, but we overcome a fear. And we'll bless in the meantime. Where are you going? Hey, never forget where you're going. Because if you lose your confidence, you get swung in this whirlpool that takes you down of what am I supposed to be doing in life? And it's the enemy trying to rob you of your confidence. At worst, stand your ground. Amen. What are you doing? And when that happens to me, I say, John, you're building a great life. You're building a great life. Yeah, you're not perfect. You're building a great life. You're building a great life. You're building a great marriage. You're building great kids. You got to keep saying this to yourself and adjusting your life so it becomes a reality within your life. Otherwise, your confidence gets eroded. If you're a leader, I'm building a good group. If I'm serving, man, I'm becoming a better server. Come on, we're building that serving spirit. We're building a great church. We're getting better at sharing our faith. The enemy wants to undermine your confidence. God wants to build your confidence. And if you can just understand that, even when the children of Israel were coming out of Egypt, they came out with great confidence. Then a test came, they lost their confidence. They could have just stood there for a while and said, I'm unsure, and just stood the ground. But they allowed their confidence to be eroded, and then they become doubtful, and then become hard of heart. Then they become cynical. And I want to encourage the church of Jesus Christ, don't allow that to be your experience. Not saying it is, but just don't allow it. Okay, just want to give you a couple of points. Number one is this. I want to encourage us today to step up in our confidence. Step up in our confidence about life now. Now. When are we going to start to live our life? Is it now? When are we going to start to build that confidence? Is it now? And you might say, oh man, I've got a long way before I get really confident. But every journey has a beginning. And if you could just start it afresh today and say, well, I'm going to start at 101. I'm going to start being confident today. I'm going to be confident in who I am. I am a child of God. I have been anointed. I've been appointed. There's something on my life that's amazing, and I'm going to step up into that God confidence now, because life holds promise now. Some people think it's always in the future, but get a grasp of this. You're living the promises of God now. Sure, they are some in the future, but you are living them now. I guarantee if you look back on your life that you are living some of the promise that God has put upon your life. Step up in confidence in the midst of struggles. I want to encourage you with something about struggles. Don't put your eye on the problem. Put your eye on what you want to become and what the outcome is. Because you are drawn to what you focus on. So let's just say that your problem in your life is you drink too much Coca-Cola. Who's got that challenge? If that's your major challenge, you're doing well. So my major problem in life is Coca-Cola. So every time I dream, it's Coca-Cola. Every time I go to the supermarket, it's Coca-Cola. Everywhere I go, there's Coca-Cola. All I ever see. I wonder why you don't think about something else. Think about orange juice. Everywhere you go, you'll see orange juice. Well, what are you dealing with? It's helping you in your mind to think different about the way you go about fixing your problem. I was speaking to someone the other day about they're smoking, and they just can't give up smoking. They keep on thinking about it, and I've never been addicted to smoking, so I'm not having to go at anyone today. And any addiction, it can grab a hold of your soul. But somewhere along the line, you got to learn to think different. So you can start to build your confidence and break down that resistance or that persistence that you have for that thing. But let's look at this. Romans 8:31 reads like this. What shall we say to these things? What shall we say to these things that chip away at our confidence? What do we say? If God is for us, Who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son. So when God was looking over the world, what can I do to redeem mankind? And he thought of his son and he said, oh, my only son. But he didn't spare his son for your redemption. So he did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him freely give us all things? So he wants to freely give you confidence and the things that make for confidence. And then he says, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? Do you find within your mind sometimes and that the enemy accuses you? Look, you failed again. Oh, you're not as good. Look at that. That person's better than you. Don't get into the comparison trap. It says, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. God makes us right. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Let's put it this way. Who shall separate us from the confidence we have in God? Who? Who? Who's separating you? What is separating you? Then it talks about tribulation. That's hard times. Distress. Distressful times, obviously. Persecution, when people are giving you a hard time. Famine, nakedness, peril or sword, as it is written, for your sakes, we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep to be slaughtered. The Apostle Paul was saying that. But in verse 37, it says it. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. What's chipping away at your confidence? He mentioned lots of things: that tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, sickness. He says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. I'm not saying there's not challenges, there are. But I want to encourage you today that God's confidence in you is bigger than any challenge you face. Amen, in the right house today. That God's presence in you is bigger than any challenge you face. If you can grasp hold of that today, don't put the pressure on yourself where you've got to go from 0 to 100, you know, in just one day. Start the journey of building God confidence. And then he said, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What he's saying, that nothing can separate us from our confidence in God. It's always got to be our choice. Don't fling away your confidence. Ah, I've had enough. Stuff it all. No. If you feel like that, just hold it for a while. Lean into God. Allow your spirit to relax and let him do a fresh work within your heart in Jesus' name. I believe that God is looking, and I know you're here today. He's looking for brave-hearted people who are conscious of God, who are conscious that God has a plan and a purpose for them. We're not going to be distracted by the gains and losses of life. We got to keep an eye on God's plan and purpose. Step up into Christ-like confidence. Let me read this to you. It's Philippians chapter 3 and verse 4. And Paul says this, though I might have confidence in my flesh or in my accomplishments, then in verse 7 is, but what things were gained to me, I count them as loss. See, we've all got accomplishments. You know, some of you people, you've done your uni, you've done your trade, and you've done your traineeship, and you're in your career, or you're working towards your career, and they're accomplishments. And as we function in them, we can have our confidences, and then we can kind of get knocked back. But I really believe the underpinning of our ongoing confidence in life does not come from our accomplishments. It comes through us knowing who we are in Christ and knowing that God loves us. Am I in the right house today? Knowing that Christ loves us, knowing that He has a plan and purpose for us. And he goes on to say this, Paul, yet indeed, I also count all things as loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. Confident in God. A confidence in the God in you and a confidence in the God in you future. You may ask, John, are you confident? No. In my natural self, no. But in God, I am confident. Put your confidences through the filter of God's grace and mercy. Just a few things to help you build your confidence, and I'm gone. Don't compare yourself to others. Oh, that's a killer, isn't it? Don't compare yourself. Yeah, we're all different. Even if you've got siblings, don't compare yourself. We're all different. We're all on our track. Be inspired by others, but don't allow the comparison to come in. You're wired a little bit different. You're gifted a little bit different. Your DNA is a little bit different. You are so different to everybody else. Even though there may be things that are similar, run your own track and be confident in that, in Jesus' name. I think the other thing is appreciate and like yourself. Again, you can compare, oh man, I'm not as good looking as them. I'm not as good looking as Pastor Steve. He's so cool looking with his white boots. Or I'm not as good looking as Vipin with his dark skin and his beard. Or I'm not as tall, I'm not as good looking and that kind of stuff. I had, you might say this is a small thing, but I really had to get over that. I was short, they had so much going against me, but I had to find my God confidence. Come on, find your God confidence. God confidence. Another thing that really has really helped me is seek what strengthens your life. We can always look at the things that weaken our life. And that comes from comparisons. But look at what can strengthen your life. To be quite honest with you, I find a lot of strength myself in just reading the Word of God. I don't know what it does to me. All I'm doing is reading pages. But it does something. It strengthens my soul. And just spending time in the presence of God and spending time with people that are life givers, man, it strengthens you. So come on, seek what strengthens your life. Being in church, I guarantee, strengthens your life. It was such an effort to be here. But when you got here, man, I'm so glad I was here. Sometimes it's a big effort to get to connect group and to serve. But once you do, you've got to understand that the enemy wants to keep you away from things that strengthen you. And he wants to put you in a place where things weaken you. And it seems so obvious to go the easy way, but I just find it takes a bit of confidence. Hey, I'm going to be in the house of God. I'm going to do my best to live for God. And if I do my best, His grace is sufficient to cover the rest. Seek what strengthens your life. Another thing that's helped me is always look up for approval. Always look up. If I look around for approval of men or women, some people will like what I do, some don't. You're trying to please this one, then you displease that one. You got to desire to please God. And Jesus grew in favor with God and with man. And if you've got a desire to please God, you'll be amazed how people become to be at peace with you. Because you're not trying to please people, you're pleasing God and you're getting on with your life in Jesus' name. Oh, there's so much here today. I'll give you this last one. If you fail today, start afresh tomorrow. I go by the 24-hour rule. I give myself 24 hours. Yippee! Rejoice! Great fun! Get over it. Get on with life. If I have a failure, 24 hours to grieve. Then get over it. Move on. Keep building your confidence, which has a great reward. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing. What are you confident about? I'm confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in me, he will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. What am I confident about today, church? That God is going to complete that which he started within my life in Jesus' name.
Thanks again for joining us. If you have any questions or simply for more information regarding Inspire Church, visit us at inspirechurch.com. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram. It's our prayer that you live inspired by the Word of God and more alive in Him than ever before. Until next time.